Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Robin Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Freeman as described in my report of 8-10-20 that pertained to injuries she allegedly sustained at work on 3-9-18. She is now a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured again at work on 1-19-19. She was a driver picking up a patient for an activity day. There was a large amount of ice and snow in the client's property, and she slipped and fell. As a result, she believes she injured her right middle finger, right shoulder, right knee, and ribs, as well as her hips. She did go to virtual hospital emergency room the same day. She understands her final diagnosis to be a meniscal tear on the right knee, bruised ribs on the right, right trigger finger, and right rotator cuff tear. She had a series of surgeries on the shoulder that included lysis of adhesions. She did undergo meniscus repair and trigger finger release. She is no longer receiving any active treatment, stating, quote, physical therapy approval delayed by active day attorney. End quote. New paragraph, your cover letter references a work injury of 3-9-18. That was the one previously evaluated here. The records you provided show she was seen at Cooper Orthopedics on 8-2-22 by Dr. Mashru, M-A-S-H-R-U. She complained of right leg injury on 7-31-22. Her knee gave out while walking down steps. She had meniscus surgery in 2018. Cooper reviewed the x-rays that were already done at Virtua. She had been placed in a knee immobilizer. After evaluation, he did review the x-rays that showed stable, non-displaced fracture of the right proximal fibula. He then made her weight bearing as tolerated and to hold off on physical therapy for now. She could take vitamin D3. New paragraph. He elicited a long past medical and surgical history. This included asthma in March 2021, chronic right knee pain on 11-29-17, community-acquired pneumonia in 2017, degenerative disc disease in the lumbar spine on 11-29-17, deep vein thrombosis in pregnancy, essential hypertension, GERD, history of gastric ulcer on 11-29-17, hypertension, migraine, and pulmonary embolism. She underwent lumbar discectomy on 6-15-16 and arthroscopic knee surgery on 9-15-20. She also had laparoscopy with ablation of uterine fibroids and possibly 2012. She had breast augmentation in 2010. Abdominoplasty in 2010, carpal tunnel surgery on 1-5-21 on the right. She had sacroiliac joint injections on 1-20-21 and 6-15-21, facet injections on 10-15-21, These were repeated through 6/2/22. Period. She followed up on 11/9/22. Period. She was recently seen by Dr. Goings, G-O-I-N-G-S, at Cooper Orthopedics for follow-up on right fibula fracture. Appeared she had been going to therapy that was helping and was no longer using a cane. Appeared she is motivated to get back to work and feels as though she is currently not ready. Appeared accordingly she would continue physical therapy. Period. From the last visit, she had right leg pain from her calf into her ankle and right second toe. Appeared she had a history of back pain for which an injection was scheduled to pain management in September 22. Appeared she also had a proximal right fibula fracture treated at Cooper. Period. She denied having this pain previously. Appeared she usually had bilateral thigh pain that radiates from her back. Appeared she had been seen in the emergency room recently for this pain. Appeared she sees Dr. Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, for history of right knee arthroscopy and wears a hinged knee brace. That was not present that day. Appeared she had been ambulating with one crutch. Period. Physician assistant, Ms. B-O-R-O-D-Y-A-N-S-K-Y. Listed diagnoses of closed fracture of the proximal end of the right fibula and sciatica on the right side. Appeared she indicated the petitioner was being seen for an updated status on her work as she had been out of work under workers' compensation claim. Appeared, however, this provider was not the person that originally took her out of work. Appeared she had been seeing this patient as an extension of Dr. Pollard as he had been treating for her knee. Appeared she has seen multiple providers for her fibular fracture. Appeared she recently had injections in her back as well, which have helped resolve a lot of her pain. Appeared she felt at this point she was not yet ready to return to work and was going to continue to work on strengthening and physical therapy. Period. She recommended the petitioner see the orthopedic trauma team under her workers' compensation claim. Period. She continues to be seen through 12/8/22. Period. Repeat x-rays showed a healed right proximal fibular fracture with post-traumatic changes of the knee consistent with osteoarthritis. Period. He thought she had resolved right knee pain with post-traumatic arthritis of the right knee and a healed right fibular fracture. Period. Physical therapy was renewed. Period. He cleared her to return to work without restrictions on 12/13/22. Period. New paragraph. X-rays of the right knee were done on 8/1/22 compared to a study of 8/3/20. Period. It showed a fibular head fracture that was comminuted and mildly displaced. Period. There was mild tricompartmental osteoarthritis. Period. She was seen on 10/11/22 with repeat knee x-rays compared to the study of 2/9/22. Period. There was a healing proximal right fibular fracture with callus formation and sclerosis. Period. There was anatomic alignment and mild demineralization of the bones diffusely. Period. She had narrowing of the tibiofemoral and patellofemoral joint spaces, but no effusion or focal soft tissue swelling. Period. The provider assessed her as having interval healing of the post-traumatic right fibular fracture with anatomic alignment. Period. New paragraph on 9/2/19, Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, performed a permanency evaluation. Period. With respect to the 3/9/18 injury, he offered assessments involving the right shoulder, comma, right knee, comma, left hip, comma, right ribs, comma, and right hand. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were to 100 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the buttocks level. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/5 for resisted right shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She had mild tenderness anteriorly and posteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Period. And I need you to bold this. Refer to the shoulder provocative maneuvers from the prior evaluation to insert here. Same with hands, wrists, and elbows. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars about both knees, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The right knee had a 10-degree extension lag, but flexion was full without crepitus. Period. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. And knee maneuvers will be normal. Spine cervical active flexion was 35 degrees, comma. Side bending right 25 degrees and left to 20 degrees. Period. Rotation was non-reproducibly performed to 40 degrees on the right and 35 degrees on the left. Period. Extension was full to 60 degrees. Period. She had tenderness palpation at the right paravertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her heels and toes with some difficulty. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees with support. Period. She was tender at the right sacroiliac joint and greater trochanters, but not the left. Period. The rest of those were negative impressions. Robin Freeman alleged to have been injured at work on 3/9/18. Period. This is described in great detail in my prior evaluation. Period. The current documentation provided appear to be unrelated to this incident, except for the permanency exam done by Dr. Weiss on 12/2/19. Period. Ms. Freeman alleges she sustained subsequent injuries and underwent treatment in 2019 and onward. Period. She does parenthetically indicate she has had two right shoulder surgeries, comma, one right knee surgery, comma, and trigger finger and carpal tunnel release. Period. Since evaluated here, she accepted cortisone injections to her knees with only temporary relief. Period. She offers numerous subjective complaints. Period. Insert the usual. The current exam found her to be obese. Period. There's decreased range of motion about the right shoulder and right knee. Period. Cervical range of motion was non-reproducible. Period. She had full range of motion in the thoracic and lumbar spines, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. I will attempt to offer permanency assessments involving the right knee, comma, right shoulder, comma, right ribs, comma, right finger, comma, and left hip. Period. It is likely going to be difficult to differentiate the 2018 and previous injuries to the alleged new injury of 7/31/22. Okay, there is, in fact, a claim petition for that date indicating she fell down 8 steps while walking down the stairs of a client. Period. She currently references a similar mechanism of injury that occurred on 1/19/19. Period. And that is the end of